Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. That's good to be on here. I missed last week. Things got so hectic, so chaotic, I wasn't able to set the show up. We had technical problems, so I couldn't get in. So I missed the show last week, but I was determined not to miss it this week, so we're here. I sent out the text. I wasn't able to put a topic in because I'm kind of rushing. I'm just coming from another meeting and yada yada. They wouldn't let me out of there. I'm telling them, look, I had to go be on the radio. So everything worked out okay, you know. I'm still in the process of setting up, but the topic this week is going to be very interesting. We want to talk about the true meaning of Christ, Christ and Allah. Now, that's very interesting because we've been bombarded with knowledge and information about who this person is, who that person is, and what's really going on with everything. And I'm still setting up, so excuse me for a minute. But they didn't seem to want to let me out of the meeting that I was in. I kept telling them I had to go, so I just had to say, hey, look, I'm out of here, and I just left, you know. And whatever they're doing, they have the grit to keep doing without me. But, before we can start, I want to say starting next week, we're going to go back to the regular time from 8 to 9. Just for giving an extra hour doing some things that I'm doing. And if that 8 to 9 seems to bother you, you can give me some feedback. 3, 4, 5. I'm still setting up. You can give me some feedback if you want and let me know, because sometimes I might be a little late. It might even be a little late for me, but I don't know, you know. But normally when we start the show, we're always talking about love, because that's so important, you know. And I apologize to my buddy Matt. I missed his show like 2 weeks in a row. I mean, like a madman. But I'm going to make sure I be there this week, because his show is very important to me, and I like what he's doing. The fact that he's been on the air for so long and he's still here, fighting his way to be there every Saturday. And as you can see, sometimes it's not easy to do, you know, because I'll be missing. We always start the show by talking about love. And love is the act that makes us feel good. Now, a lot of people don't know what that means, but if you're not acting out of love, it makes things a little tricky, because every time you get ready to say or do something, you should be acting out of love. Now, we had a little psychiatry person that's in the group, and they talk about the word should. But love is the act that makes us feel good. So if you're going to say something that doesn't make the person feel good, just don't say it. Because you don't want the person having those types of feelings about what you're saying and how you're saying it, and you're acting within the framework of love if you make sure that all your actions and all your thoughts and stuff are designed to make a person feel good when you make a statement. You know, we make statements all the time, and, you know, sometimes we don't think about how this is going to make the person feel. We don't think about the other person's feelings. But the way the system works, they're supposed to only commit acts and sayings that make you feel good, and that you're supposed to commit acts that make them feel good, and they're supposed to commit acts and sayings that make you feel good. That's how it works, and it's very important. Before we actually get into the topic, now, this is an open mic discussion here right from the door. So those who have comments about the true meaning of Christ and Allah, I'm going to go through it for a few minutes. But before I do, I made a discovery a couple of weeks ago. I wanted to try it out for 2 weeks before I introduced it or mentioned it to the audience, because I do everything on myself first. Oil. In my research, and this is about health, just a little couple of tidbits on health. In my research, I found that the body does not digest oil. I said, now, wait a minute. It don't digest oil at all? No, it doesn't. And when you cook your food, if you put oil in your food is actually toxic when you eat it. So you, no matter if it's vegetables or whatever you're literally eating toxic waste because the oil turns into toxicity. I know, like olive oil, when you cook it over a certain temperature, it turns toxic, but all oil turns toxic. It's absolutely amazing. So for the last 2 weeks, I took all of the oil out of my diet. Now, I still do the, two problems. My teeth are starting to grow back. Yeah, my age, they're growing back. It's unbelievable. But I still use the coconut oil to rinse. It's, you know, swishing in your mouth about 40 times. And it sort of helps the teeth grow back. I don't know how it works, but it works. Because I got enamel going back where there was a hole. There's no hole there now. This enamel is starting to cover the hole and everything else. So your teeth can grow back the enamel. That's what I'm saying. And a lot of times we just go get all the teeth pulled out. But if we use this particular method, I'm just swishing oil around, this oil around your mouth for about maybe 30, 40 times, you know, a day. Not 30 times each day, swish it, but when you swish it, swish it 30 times. That's what I was trying to say. Oh, people trying to swish their mouth for 30 times a day. No, that's not what I'm saying. And you do it maybe once or twice a day. But when you do it 30. And your enamel, because my enamel is starting to grow back. And the teeth that I do have, one every other one, but the teeth that I do have, they're strong. And they're strong and they're firm. It's just amazing. There's no problem with my gums or anything. And it's just absolutely amazing how that works, okay? That's the only oil that I'm using just to rinse my mouth out with it, and that's it. I don't cook with the oil no more. And anything that, well, I stopped eating fried foods anyway, but I still eat some fried foods every now and then. But I stopped, I'm not using any oil when I boil my food. Because even boiling the oil past a certain temperature makes it toxic. Because the steam, you're boiling the food, even if you turn the food down, the steam actually really overheats the oil. And you're literally eating toxic waste. It's just amazing. So for the last 2 weeks, I haven't had no oil. And I feel absolutely great. And even the whites in my eyes and everything else is starting to clear up, which I was having a problem with that for a minute, you know. But even that's starting to clear up as well. So that oil is very, very dangerous. I just learned about this a few weeks ago. So the oil is very dangerous, and it's not fit for human consumption. Now, no oil, because the body don't digest oil. That's very interesting. So it comes out through your pores and other kind of ways that it comes out, you know, with little pimples and bumps and all that stuff on your skin. This is how the oil is getting out, you know. You see some people that have pimples, especially teenagers, that have oily skin because they consume a lot of fried foods and all that. It has nothing to do with them being a teenager, you know. It has to do with the fried foods and the oil and stuff that they're actually consuming. Unbelievable, huh? Okay. Let's get into the topic here. The topic for today is the true meaning of Christ in our lives. So we're going to get into that for a minute. Now, Christ, now I'm going to give you my thoughts on it, and then you can, by a show of hands, how you put your hand up, you press 1 on your dial. You press 1 on your dial, and it will come up, and you'll be able to, it will let me know that you have a hand up, and I'll bring you on, and then we can talk. Okay, so we can do it like that. That would let me know that you have something to say. And I'll bring you on, I'll open your mic, and then we can dialogue back and forth about what's going on. Christ means to be crystallized into oneness with Source. Wait a minute. I thought Christ was this guy. No, that was not his name. See, Jesus was a Christ. It's a state that you make. It's a status that you make, a conscious learning that you do, that will turn you into a Christ. And this is what this is some of the teachings that we're not getting when we go into the Bible and places like that. There, sometimes people get a little mad at me because I'm telling them, you know, there was no Jesus Christ, period. There was a Jesus the Christ, and his actual name was Yahshua ben Bedera. That was his name. They had been there at temples, the man is from Egypt, family, and all that was from Egypt and all that. So they had the temples and everything named after his family. He comes from a prominent family. If you research Jesus Christ, once you get to Constantine, there's no more evidence of a Jesus Christ. You can't find nothing on a Jesus Christ because Jesus Christ is not his name. But if you research Yahshua ben Bedera, it would take you all the way back into Egypt with his family and his whole nine yards. But I'm going to let you research it yourself if you want to find that information out, because it's better if you do the research yourself, because I live in the real world, and people ask me, well, what do you believe? I don't believe nothing. I know what I know. It's not a question of believing. If I eat, I'm going to go to the bathroom, like it or not. And it happens every time. You see what I'm saying? If I walk out here and jump off one of these buildings, I might not die, but it's going to hurt. And it's going to hurt every time I jump. So there's certain things. So I don't believe that it's going to hurt me if I jump off the building. I know it's going to hurt. You see what I'm saying? I don't believe I'm going to have to go to the bathroom if I eat. I know I'm going to have to go to the bathroom if I eat. Now, and if you eat, you're going to get full. So it's just a question of living in the real world. And our culture is reap what you sow. You see what I'm saying? So if our culture is reap what you sow, you have to, there's the things that you're doing are going to come back to you. And, you know, you can believe it or not believe it, but it's going to come back. That's how everything works. And all of the commandments in the book and the commandments, my aunt, were made up out of our culture of reap what you sow. Thou shalt not kill. Well, you don't want anybody to kill you. Why are you killing somebody else? Reap what you sow. Thou shalt not steal. You don't want nobody to steal from you, so why are you stealing from somebody else? That's our culture of reap what you sow. It brings you into the real world. It brings you into the knowing and not into the believing. I just about took the word belief out of my vocabulary. I'm using it now, but I don't use the word belief. Because people can believe something and it don't have to be true whatsoever. But if you know a thing, right? Every morning, do I believe the sun come up every morning? The sun shines every morning. Well, the sun ain't actually coming up, but that's just the term that they use. But every day at a certain time, there's sunlight, okay? I don't have to believe it. I can look out my window, and it's there every day. That's the difference between believing and knowing. Do you believe that there's going to be sunshine in the morning? I don't believe it's going to be sunshine. I know it's going to be sunshine. Do you believe it gets dark every night? I know it gets dark. So we need to live in the real world, and that's what we have to start dealing with. So the true meaning, all right, I don't like these words truth too much either, but the true meaning of Christ is one who is crystallized into oneness with source energy. What do you mean by source energy? What do you think you're made up out of? As far back as we can go is to the uncaused cause. That which caused everything to exist and nothing caused it to exist. I don't care how far back you go, you're going to come to a point that something was just here. How it got here, who knows? But it was here. And since that was the only thing in existence at the time, whatever is being made is made from, and as far as our knowledge goes, the only thing that was here and has been here from time immemorial is energy. The only thing that they cannot create, and they're trying, I'm telling you, they got their little tubes and everything else going on. The only thing that they can't create or destroy is energy. The only thing they can do is change its form. They can make it go from one thing to another, but they can't create it, and they cannot destroy it. And what you are made up out of is energy. You are the universe, okay, expanding That's why you're unlimited. You can do whatever you want. You're unlimited. There's no limit to you, period, if your mind is on the right path. Now, if you're out here getting high and drunk and all that stuff, well, there's a limit to what you can do. Or maybe too much of none, but fall down and have somebody help pick you up after you get so drunk, you know? And it's destroying those brain cells and stuff. And the quiet as it's kept, I know they tell you that the brain don't make new brain cells, but it does. The brain does make new brain cells. They're called neutral cells that the body produces, and they can turn into brain cells, liver cells, whatever the body wants. But the brain does make brain cells, okay? All right, now, we're talking about the true meaning of Christ. I don't want to get too far off topic. One who is crystallizing the oneness with Source. And when I say Source, oh, that's what led me in that direction. When I say Source, we're talking about the energy that everything in the universe, cosmos, whatever words you want to use, that's where it comes from. Everything is made up out of energy, period. You can't get around it. Everything is made up out of energy. And since everything is made up out of energy, you're made up out of energy, and the uncaused cause does, because everything exists, but nothing caused it to exist, is what that's made up. It's made up out of energy. So now you were actually made, not created. If you create, you're making something from nothing. You can't do that. That's not, well, let me say it this way. So far, it hasn't been possible to make something out of nothing. You have to take some energy, reform the energy, and make it into something else. This is what we're doing. We're reforming energy, okay? Now, I'm going to talk about the word law for a minute, and then we can go into, and then we can open up the mics. If you have a comment, a question, or something about that, you know, just let me know. If you disagree, state that too. Now, I'm not going to debate you on it. I'll take your opinion, and that's it. You have your opinion, I have mine. You know, we agree to disagree, that's fine. So we still love each other. We don't argue the point, because that don't make sense. Don't make sense to be arguing over something that somebody might believe or somebody might know. It just depends on where you live at. Okay, so I don't argue with none of this stuff. I don't debate on it. And some of these children are so smart, I'm not smart enough to debate them anyway. So I'll leave that alone. But now, the term Allah is supposed to be all. Everything in the universe at the same time is Allah. Everything. All energy comes from the uncaused cause, okay? And the uncaused cause is energy. And to visualize what we're calling Allah, you have to visualize everything in the universe at the same time, period. You can't put that in a bottle. Ain't no guy coming down. Ain't no Allah-he. Come on, but you can say Allah-he because it's male and female agenda. But since we've been raised in a male-dominated society, which is driving me crazy, I deal with equality, especially since I got daughters. I deal with equality. I don't like the, well, the man is supposed to be the head of the house, and the man is supposed to be this, and the man, and we got some powerful, powerful females out here that can run the planet, you know what I mean? But they're being downgraded because the sexes have been at war with each other for at least 3,000 to 4,000 years here, you know, because these are the matriarch society. Men don't want to be ruled by women. Women don't want to be ruled by men. So we have to come with some kind of equal setting here where the men and women can function in equality. And that's where the women are coming from right now. They want equality. You got to remember, when they set this country up, men was voting like crazy. Women didn't have the right. The men didn't even let their own wives vote. It's a white boy. Think about it. These are the white boys. They wouldn't let their women vote. And if you read the Bible, you read the Quran, Osby, Bagaby, all of them, they're all male-dominated. It's a male-dominated mindset. You know what I mean? Even though, I read the Bible a lot, you know, even though the Bible tell you in the beginning, right, in the beginning of the Bible, that he made male and female. The translators threw that word create in there because it wasn't in there in the first. It wasn't in there at first. The translators threw that in there, right, because they want you to deal with the intermediary. You can't call on the forces yourself to get nothing done. You got to go through somebody. You got to go through Jesus. You got to go through Buddha. You got to go through Hare Krishna. You got to go through, they got people going through snakes, going through rats. They want you to have the intermediary, because as long as you have the intermediary, they can put themselves in the middle between you and the power. But you don't need nobody in between you and the power, because you're carrying power. Okay? The true meaning of Allah is everything in there is the all. And some brothers and sisters start to say the all now instead of Allah. It's everything in the universe at the same time. They leaning you towards Allah being man. Okay? The male energy is there, but the female energy is there too. They're both there in an equal setting. Not one is more dominant than the other. That's not how it works, right? You know what I mean? I'm just saying, you know, this is why in Revelation it says in the last days there will be no male, no Greek, no bond, no free. Everybody will be, there will be equality in the last days. And women, trust me, they're going to make sure they start getting there, because they've been persecuted for a long time, you know? Like I said, women just got the right to vote not too long ago, you know. They just starting to get into this thing, you know. You go, a lot of these groups, they still push the women down. They don't have, they. But look how long it took for them to allow women to be a minister in the church. You can't be a minister in the church. That's a man's job, you know. I haven't seen a female minister run a mosque. How come a female can't run a mosque? You know, smart and powerful our women, they can run whatever they want to run. But it's just a male dominant mindset, because they don't want to be ruled by women no more, because they know once the females get their foot in the door, they are powerful, they are strong, and they can actually come and dominate, because they can do all this stuff, you know. There used to be certain jobs. Women can't do certain jobs. Only men can do this. This is man's work. This is female's work. And then when the war broke out, all the women was doing the men's work, because the men was out fighting, killing each other over nothing. Well, it wasn't over nothing. It was about the 1% trying to dominate the planet, and got us little slaves out there fighting because we don't know nothing about it. Come back from the war, they get millions of dollars off the war. We come back and get $1,300 a month paycheck, you know, as a stipend for being over there, watching, killing and murdering people. You know, I'm just saying. You know, this is your brother Elohim, and the topic for today is the true meaning of Christ and Allah. Now, if you have an explanation, if you want to talk about it, if you have a different opinion about what Christ means, okay, because any of us can become a Christ. I just want to throw that out there. And Yahshua, who we call Jesus, made it plain. He that eateth of me will become a son indeed, and greater works than I do you will do. He said it. I'm not making this stuff up. It comes out of the books, all right? And any of us can become a Christ, and Christ was not Jesus' last name. That's not his family name. His family name is Pandera, Yahshua ben Pandera. You can look it up. You can Google it. You can find the history. The history is there. We got the internet now, you know. They starting to control that, too, when we can't get true information. But the stuff is out there, you know, and you can get this information. It's available to you. All you have to do is, how they say, knock, the door shall be open, answer the shall be received. Well, you'd have to knock, you'd have to push the button now, and the internet is wide open for you to get this information. But you got to research it. You have to really want to find out. You have to get out of the belief mindset. This is what I'm trying to get across to as many people as I can. You have to get out of the belief mindset. And also, I'd like to thank everybody that's on the line. I appreciate you calling in. I missed you guys last week as much as you missed me. Trust me. Because it does my heart good when people call in and I know they're on the line, okay? Now, we're almost there. I got two different times. The on-air time and my laptop time is different by 5 minutes. So, at any rate, that's the main topic for today. And I just went into health just a little bit because uh, I just discovered about the oil. There's a couple people that's calling in that didn't hear about the oil, but I want everybody to know about this oil. and for people that's just tuning in, the body does not digest oil. Now, I took oil out of my diet for the last couple of weeks, and the difference in the way my body feels and the difference of what's going on, it really, I mean, it's a big difference. So don't put the oil in the food. Even if you're boiling the food, don't put no oil in there, you know. That's why they tell you not to eat flesh, because flesh comes with oil, you know. Flesh makes oil, you know, and oil becomes toxic. And that's why they tell you don't eat the fried foods, because you're actually toxifying the food when you eat it. Your food becomes toxic waste, basically. That's what it is. You're frying and cooking all the nutrients out of the food, so it's not really worth that much, you know. And I used to put the coconut oil and the olive oil, cold pressed olive oil, in my food, you know, when I cook it. Bad idea. Big mistake, you know, because the whites of my eyes were saying something. I kept saying that something's wrong here. I couldn't figure out what it is because I'm eating great oil. The body does not digest oil. It pushes it out through the pores in your skin, you know, and that's where the oil goes, you know. And when you get pimples and cysts and things of that nature, it's coming from the oil. Took me a little while to figure this out. Well, I didn't figure it out. Somebody told me. You know, one of them guys on YouTube, one of the brothers on YouTube, say, look, you got some smart people on YouTube. So I checked everything out, you know. But I check it out for myself to make sure before I actually get into it. You know, now it's actually time for the commercial, but I'm in Russia and I don't have a commercial up. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to plug you into, I see my buddy's on the line here, so I'm going to let him introduce his show and talk a little bit about what he's going to be doing for next week, and while I pull up the commercial, okay? Brother Mac, you're on there. Can you hear me?
Good evening, Brother Elohim. Yes, this is Brother Mac, Legacy of the Nation.
Yes, sir. I'm gonna pull up the commercial, right? So I'm gonna let you go ahead and talk about give a shout out about your show that you have every week, and I'll put back in with you in a minute. So just go ahead and tell them about Legacy of a Nation and what you do and how you do the things that you do. That wasn't that a song you can't do. Well, anyway, go ahead.
thank you, Brother Elohim. Legacy of a Nation is a show that I do every Saturday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. And the purpose of my show is to increase the awareness of the Aboriginal community. And the Aboriginal community that I'm referring to is us, we descendants of slaves, we who, by way of our ancestry, were in these lands of the Americas thousands of years before the arrival of Columbus 500 years ago. That is not when our story started. We have always been here. We've been here prehistorically. The Europeans, when they came, they wrote about us. Columbus documented that we were in the Caribbean when he came, and it's documented all over Europe. When Columbus came from Spain, and then in south of the Caribbean, they came from Portugal, and then when the Western Europeans came, the Dutch, the Germans, the Finns, they all came, and they found us, we who are descended from slaves, they found us already here. And Legacy of a Nation talks on four main topics over the course of the four main topics that are covered are health, one, history, two, politics, three, and economics, four. So that over the course of the month, you get to talk for 1 hour on each of these subjects. And the show Legacy of a Nation is an interactive show in that you can ask questions by way of the telephone or on the computer. We send out the we send out the notice of the topic of the day a few hours before showtime, but the showtime is from 6 to 7 p.m. every Saturday. And the call-in number for the studio is 319-527-6199. 319-527-6199. That's the telephone number for Legacy of a Nation every Saturday from 6 to 7. We invite you to call in. You can listen and or you can interact with the host. I'm the host, and my co-host is Sun 752, but we invite you to call in and contribute to the show, to ask questions. Again, our main purpose is to increase the awareness of we who are descended from slaves, to increase our awareness of who we are and how we got to be the way that we are. Brother Elohim, you can jump right back in.
Yes, sir.
And
I've got a question
for you. You raised questions in my mind. And let's see, one has to do with love being an act that makes others feel good, and you almost make me think that you have to, if you're going to tell somebody, give somebody some news or tell them something, that it has to be, you have to find a way of doing it that makes them feel good, because all news is not good.
Give me a minute, right? Let me run this commercial right quick, and then I'll come back and we can jump right on that, okay? Now this is really every Sunday from 7 to 8 p.m. Now just letting you know, next Sunday we're gonna go back to the regular time from 8 to 9. I hope I don't throw too many people off here. So starting next Sunday, we'll be back from 8 to 9 instead of 7 to 8, okay? You can call into the show and give us a shout out if you want. The call in number is 516-453-9230. Press 1 on your dial if you want to give us a shout out or say anything. We won't mention your name. We'll just call the last four numbers of your number. If you want us to mention your name, just let us know, okay? I have a CD on the market called 911 Jesus Emergency. I sing and play music and everything else, a little gospel stuff, you know. The CD is called Jesus is Coming. The link is CD/CD/Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2, okay? You can also catch me on YouTube. Just click Elohim Christ 10 tracks, Jesus is Coming. And ask yourself, when Jesus is coming back, where is he coming from? Well, we think he's coming from the same place he came from the first time, out of the goddess's womb. So you sisters out there, be mindful of what you're dumping, okay? Because that child that you dump just might be the one to get us out of this mess. And if we're going to get out of this mess, it's going to be the babies. So sisters, we need those children. And brothers, you got to step up, because they don't need to be raising these babies by themselves. Trust me, okay? I also have a book on the market. It says CD version. Right now, it's called Trial of Scriptures Part 2, okay? Christ Has Come. Or if you want to know more about the CD or the book itself, you can call TCCA, that's the Tronical Church of Christ and Allah, at 215-977-0777 from 9 to 5, and you can get more information if you need be, okay? Also, I'm now in the gold business. Yes, I sell and trade gold. So you need to get involved with the gold. It's called a Karatbar system, and I think it works pretty good. I made a few dollars. I've only been in it for about a month. I made a few dollars already, so I'm making money in a month. And you know, but it actually teaches you how to work the market, you know. And one of the reasons I didn't mess with the stock market because I didn't know how to play the market, you know. But this teaches you how to play. And when you get done with this, you'll be able to play the stock market a little better too, okay? I'd like to give a shout out to Horace Butler. If you want to know more about the Karatbar's gold system, just call the same number, 977-0777 from 9 to 5, and we'll hook you up. We'll sign you up right away. We don't charge you nothing to sign up, so you can get the information. So the information is free, okay? I'd like to give a shout out to Horace Butler for his Black History book, When Rocks Cry Out. I like him because he understands history and helps fill in the missing pieces. So if you're dealing with Black history, When Rocks Cry Out is a book that I think you really need to have in your library, okay? We also have the Legacy of a Nation show host by Brother Mac, whom you just heard from a few minutes ago. He comes on every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. They talk about Black history, health, economics, and politics. The call-in number is 319-527-6199. I also have to give a shout-out to Brother Mac because he also hosts what we call the Buffalo Soldiers. So when you... So you might want to, when you call into the show Saturday, ask them a little bit about the Buffalo Soldiers and how you can participate in that. You know, if you don't know about the Buffalo Soldiers, I suggest you go in and Google it up, and you'll find out some amazing history about what the Buffalo Soldiers did, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Sun 752. He's on every morning at 6 a.m. and every Wednesday at 8 p.m. The call-in number is 319-427-6199. He wanna make you feel good like a real man should. Afraid to the car. Talk to him about it. I'm about to every Saturday when you say that, you know. Who knows what a real man's gonna feel like, so you need to call him and find out today. I'd like to give a shout out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name of Kamichi 11. I didn't have it last week, but I got it this week. And she has a spoken word, and her word is spoken very, very, very good. So I think you need to give her a shout out and subscribe to her channel and, you know, give her a little play. You know, she's trying to get the word out, and that's how brother Will I am, sister, and she's very knowledgeable. I'd like to give a shout out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 10:30 p.m. I don't make her shows too much because by that time, I get up 4 in the morning, so around that time, I'll be out. So, but it's a very good show if you get a chance to tune in. The number is 347-215-8040. You can also go to her website, Nikki Love Wunam, WNOM. .com. Let's take a level now, and you can catch up more about what she's going to. We also have the UNIACL at 16 from Seymour Avenue in Philadelphia, PA at 3 p.m. Sunday. Call Kabir. If you want to find more about the UNIA, that's 267-513-8789. To contact the international spokesperson for the UNIA, you call 646-807-6502. And we also have have UNA meetings on 514 South 52nd Street. And for more information about that, you can give me a call at 977-0777. And I'll plug in the president of the division. I'll plug in Mark's number next week, so that you can also get him a call and ask him some questions about the UNIA. That's an organization that was started by Marcus Garvey. Very powerful organization. You know, if you don't know anything about Marcus Garvey, you must live under a rock. Because he made some pretty good contributions for Black people in the United States. We have RBG Industries. They make designer clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit, you can call 609-638-5828. And I want to give a little update because he's building some schools in Africa. And in fact, he's due to go there next month. He also got setting up a manufacturing plant in Africa. Well, we can get clothes made at a cheaper rate than what we get them here. We get some like $200 or $300 suits. We can get them for like $50 or $60, you know. So that's the quality that we're going to be getting. And I'll give you more information about that next week after I talk to him and find a little more about it. We have a new system, we have a security company. That number is 338-988-8638. I don't have his web address, so if he don't plug in between now and the next couple of weeks, we're going to put some arrows in his slot so we can have more information about security company. But I think he's hiring, so we need to find out more about him. I'd like to give a shout-out to Thomas Thornton, who writes in the name of Yesterday's Child. He has an old-school style out of Philadelphia. He has 6 CDs on the market. Just Google CD Baby and type in Yesterday's Child, or you can call Thomas Thornton directly for more information at 267-259-4077. And I'd like to give a shout-out to Taylor Tots Learning Academy. That's my daughter. I stick my chest out every time I think about she started her own business. That's the one that's in college. She's studying to be a gynecologist, and she's a pretty smart kid. So she has the Taylor for Tots Learning Academy, and she's licensed and certified. She's a registered nurse. She's currently in medical school, and will soon be a doctor. So Taylor for Tots has before and after school services in the West Philadelphia area. So for the best quality child service, call 610-638-8352 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Her email address is TaylorTotsLearningAcademy@gmail.com. That's TaylorTotsLearningAcademy@gmail.com, okay? Instagram is Taylor_Tots_LA, you know. She's covered it all the money. I don't have an Instagram account myself. I would also like to give a shout out to our resident naturopathic healers and doctors. We got Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. And Dr. Bill. His number is 631-561-3864. So if you're sick and are not calling one of these specialists, you deserve to be. No, we don't think nobody deserves to be sick. So just call these guys, and if you've got these guys on speed dial, you won't have to worry. You will be healthy, okay? That's that. I was thinking about cutting that short, but that went pretty fast, okay? So now, Brother Mac, we're coming back to you with this question that you asked. Would you mind asking that question again? I don't think it's in my mind right now.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, Brother Elohim, your definition of love, if I understand it correctly, is the acts that makes others feel good. And if in the process of interacting with someone, you want to show them love, it would almost seem like you can't bring them any bad news. Am I looking at this in the right light, or am I misunderstanding what you mean when we say love is the act of making others feel good? Does that mean you have to bring only good news?
There's a way to deliver news that won't make them feel good, so they won't feel quite as bad. You know what I'm saying? So you have to be mindful of how you're delivering the news. Now, you know this news is not going to make them feel good no matter how you deliver it, but you can deliver it in a way so they don't feel quite as bad about it, you know, because things happen, tragedies happen, you know, people leave here every week, you know. Last week, I went to a funeral where my brother-in-law, he went to sleep, 64, he went to sleep and never woke up. So, you know, I mean, so you have to deliver that kind of news to his children. Naturally, they're not going to feel good about it, no matter what you say, but you can deliver it in a way where they don't feel quite as bad about it. So, you know, and love is the act, see. That's why we say love is the act that makes others feel good. See, you didn't hurt the person yourself. So your act, you know, the act, you didn't commit the act that created the problem. That's making.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But you are delivering information not an act that was committed or an act that was done, you know. So that's what I'm getting to, between the act and actually giving information or saying something about an act is one thing, but committing an act, that's something altogether different, you know. And there's something to think about. You know, there's going to come a time you're going to have to get somebody some bad news, you know. You know, you have to really be mindful how you're going to do it.
Yes, sir. All right. I think I understand what you mean. You may not be able to mitigate all of the pain of the message, but you mitigate it as far as you can, so that it hurts as little as possible, but gets the message through. I think I understand. But the next question that was raised in my mind was, considering that so many of us were raised in what we consider to be Christian tradition, and told about Jesus Christ, and when you give us the definition of Christ. Of the Christ or a Christ, and remind us that Christ was not the last name of the one we know as Jesus, and his name really was not Jesus, but rather Yeshua ben Bedera. I wonder, is there a section of the Bible with which we all are familiar that would give us this information and stop me from wondering why I don't know this already?
Well, considering, you have to think in terms of the translators and what their intent was when they translated the books. So that they can set up this intermediary process, you know. And there's a thing where there's something that don't say it is, but there's something that don't say it ain't. And that's how they set the book up. There's no process that they've given in the Bible where it tells you that Christ was not his name. But there is no process actually where they're saying that Christ is his name. See what I'm saying? It's a leading thought that's given by the people who are translating, or people who are giving you the information of the book. I'm saying, now they say that Jesus, son of Joseph, that was his father's name, Mary and Joseph. Yeah, Jesus, son of Joseph. See what I'm saying? So they'll say, are you the son of God? Which means that they're alluding you to the thought of him being a Christ. But they don't actually come out and physically say these things, so far as I have read. You know, I haven't read where they said that his last name was Christ. They don't go there. But they know that Christ is supposed to be the Son of God. So they ask him, are you the Son of God? I'm saying, so it gives you the impression that his last name is Christ, but they never actually say that his last name is Christ, and they never actually bring the information to you where it says that he isn't, that his last name isn't Christ. So everything that they're giving you in that regard is by impression. They're giving you an impression of something that's not really true. And this is what they've been running, you know? So I texted Reverend D tonight. I really want him on the line. he didn't come in this week. So maybe next week he'll pop in and give us his thoughts on that. But this is why I say we need to live in the real world, because we can believe in something and actually have no facts or truth to really back it up.
Right.
Innuendos and impressions leading to a thought process that will give you this impression, but it's not true at all, you know? And this is why a lot of us are starting to say now, Jesus the Christ, rather than call him Jesus Christ, because he became a Christ, and he's letting people know by his words in the book that you can become a Christ and do greater works than he did, but You have to eat of him, which means you have to study the knowledge. You have to learn. You have to be like this individual and his actions, his thoughts, his process, and stuff like that to become that Christ that we might want to be. But we all can become a Christ. And I think in the last days we talk about that in Revelation. How there's no Greek, no bond, no male, no female. All will become one in Christ. See what I'm saying? So they're not saying all will become like Jesus Christ. They're saying all will become one in Christ. That's why they stay away from saying that his name is Jesus Christ. And they stay away from saying that his name is not Jesus Christ. But they're alluding you to the fact that the Son of God is Christ. And then when they ask him, are you the Son of God? He said, I am. Knowing what the Bible says that God is, if you're born of a man, you're born of God. If you're born from a male or female, you're a God, according to the Bible. See what I'm saying? So, yes, he can say, I am the Son of God, but so can everybody else on the planet. But they're giving you the impression that this special individual, well, the things that he did in the book, he was a special individual. Because of some of the things he did, we haven't done. We're not doing right now. Well, we're doing, but not in the sense of the way they described that he did it. Because you can die on the operating table, and they can bring you back to life.
Yes.
So in that sense, we're not laying hands on him. We send a little electric charge in there, boom. But the things that he did, we are doing. But not the way that they described that he did, if that makes any sense. Oh, yeah, some pretty good questions there, Brother Matt. Are you my elder or what?
Well, chronologically, I may have a few years on you, but knowledge-wise, I'm your student, You shed light on many things that I have pondered over, and you raised questions that I had not dared ask, because who are you going to ask, and one of the things that that puzzles me when Jesus was written about, it was several years, maybe even two, three hundred years after his death, and I wonder what your thoughts are as to the things that he was supposed to have said and done after 300 years. The story is told by and retold by people who were not there, but who had it told to them. And I realize you're short on time, but
yeah, we're very short on time. The thing is, as you get into Yahshua's life and what he actually did, none of the books in the Bible were written by Yahshua. None of them.
Right.
And all of those is what the Muslims call hadiths. They were stories written by somebody else about him. So And when you get into Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John, there are different things in there that one might say that the other one didn't say, because they all wasn't with him 24/7. And so they have a different interpretation on what they heard and what this person heard, what that person heard. And so we have to get away from the belief aspect and literally go and find out for ourselves, do research as to what's real, what's true, and what's not true. So, and based on the agenda of the religious group that are writing about Yahshua, they're going to put a certain spin on it to make, for their group, for what they're doing. Because I've seen Chinese-looking Jesuses. I've seen all kinds of different-looking Jesuses, you know, although they do give a description of him in Revelation, you know, as this Japanese person with woolly hair. So they do give a description of him, but like I said, it depends on the spin of the group that you're in as to what spin they put on Jesus. Now, in this country here, no matter what they show him on TV, he always blonde hair. He got blonde hair. Well, he's always white, I put it like that. But the book never describes him as being a Caucasian or white. Nowhere in the Bible does it describe him as being white. So, but that's their spin on it, because they're white. And if they're going to worship a god, then they want the god that they worship to be white. So I can't be mad at them, you know, because nobody want to worship something that don't look like them, except a lot of these Negroes that I know. They're Negroes because that's what they're going to do. They'll worship anything but themselves. They look in the mirror and they don't like what they see in the mirror, and that's terrible. You know, and that's part of being raised in a culture like this. Well, we only have about 1 minute left, so with that 1 minute, I'm going to close out. This is I Am Elohim. This is Elohim Speaks. We're here every Sunday. We're going to be here every Sunday at 8 o'clock now, so the time is going to change from 7 to 8. We're going to be here from 8 to 9 starting next week. So those of you on the line, I want to thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate it. I appreciate you calling in and letting me know that I'm not here by myself. And Brother Mac, I always appreciate your comments and helping me out with the show here a little bit. Everybody needs a little help every now and then. Thank you very much. And with that, the call in number is 516-453-9230. And you can go on YouTube and catch my CD, Elohim Christ 10 Tracks. And you can listen to my music, hear me singing. Let me sing a little bit, you know, and it's the gospel, so I'm singing about Jesus, so I'm singing about Yahshua. So those who are in the gospel, you can go and listen and check everything out. And with that, I once again appreciate everybody who has been on the line. Thank you for calling. I appreciate that. And we will be back here again next Sunday at 8 o'clock. I want to go over that again. 8 o'clock, we'll be back here, okay? So with that, I want to say I love you, and we'll chat again next week.
Peace out, brother. Much love.